Okay, so we began yesterday a very, very difficult, fundamental sugya, but a very, very difficult sugya in terms of Darshim Miskavin, Emsecration, Darshim, all the Yisodah of the Shabbos. How in the world do we get into the sugya in the first place? We're learning Masechah Sukkah. Not a great surprise, we sometimes end up where we don't begin. So the Gemara Masechah Sukkah, the Flamen Gimel quoted an opinion of Elazar ben Shimon that it's mutter to pluck off the berries of Hadas under certain circumstances. So the Gemara says, what? That's impossible. It's Masakin Kli. The Gemara says, no, 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 you're doing it le'achili. You want to eat the berries. So the Gemara says, aye, but you're still doing a malach. Says, no, 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 no. It's a dovashen miskavin. And Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, it's a psigresha. He says, no, 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 it's okay. It's the Hashan Achriti. That's where the sugya ended. So we didn't get anywhere near the answer of the Gemara. That's coming up down the pipe next week. We're still focusing on what the Gemara's Shachmatar question was. The Gemara thought that this should be problematic, and the Gemara's hiding behind Dovashem Miskavin, and the Gemara rejects that by saying can't be because Psikresha. So the thing that we extracted from the sugya is that Psikresha is for sure a problem. Even in the worldview of Rabbi Shimon, the biggest makil of the sugya, Psikresha is an absolute problem. Psikresha is a disaster. So Tosfos raised a very complicated objection based on the Gemara in Maseches Krisos that seems to indicate that Psikresha is not as serious a problem as we thought it was. That it could be that Rabbi Shimon holds even Psikresha, even Dech Psikresha's mutter. What left tells us to believe that? It's a whole convoluted Gemara in Krisos, where the Gemara basically told us that according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to, well, not really allowed to, but the Gemara was talking about the Yechav Echatas and that, the guy's stirring coals, and he's intending to extinguish the coals, and then kind of by some of the coals got rekindled. So Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon, don't worry about it, because it's a Dover Shem Miskavin. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's a disaster, Yechayev Chayev Koris, Chayev Chatas, etc. So Tosu said, what? Yechayev Chatas? That means it's a deraisa? That can't be. It's impossible that should be so. Because we know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that Dover Shem Miskavin is also been on Torah. That's a given. It must be that the sugya is derech psikresha. So Frek Toys says, oh, wait a second. If what's going on, that sugya is a psikresha, so how could the Gemara say, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's okay? So isn't Rabbi Shimon molded with psikresha? So that's the thrust of Toys' question. That's the entire sugya. The entire sugya, the entire everything we're talking about for the next 3 days is trying to solve that problem. Our Gemara says molded with psikresha, and the Gemara in Krisos is completely and totally ignoring the principle of psikresha. That's Toys' whole halacha. So we're going to put that whole kasha on the back burner. We're not interested in that kasha right now. We're interested in one thing right now. We want to understand what led Tosfos to this conclusion within the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos said it's a milsa of shita and oid. That Rabbi Yehuda, who says davashem miskavin is asur, that asur is only midirabbanon, it's not midiraisa. How did Tosfos know that? What led Tosfos to say that? So that led us to another very complicated Gemara, and that was Gemara Maseches Yuma. So basically, the way Tosfos read the Gemara in Yuma, what came out is as follows. We had a stira with Rabbi Yehuda. In one place, Rabbi Yehuda permitted throwing these hot rods, iron rods, into the water on Yom Kippur, the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda said it's okay, because apparently of some kind of a Dovashenu Miskavit. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda says that Dovashenu Miskavit is a problem in a Torah. How do we know that? Because why do we need a pasuk to tell me you can do a bris on the orla with the tzaras? And I need a pasuk to be matrit, as the Dechalosa say. Typically, it should be mutter because it's davashen miskavin. So the Gemara said, no. The Gemara says that hachamai skin it's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also davashen miskavin is also min haTorah. So Frank, the Gemara, Yumakasha, make up your mind. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold davashen miskavin? The Rai said the Rabbanan. So the case of the Beis HaMikdash is pointing that it's only the Rabbanan. The case of the Neged Tzaraas, it's pointing that it's Deraisa. So finally, what does the Gemara conclude? Can we just chazer everything we took us an hour to say yesterday? What's the punchline of the Gemara Maseches Yuma Daf Lamed Aleph? According to tell us, what's the punchline? The Dovashem Miskavin is also mit Derabbanan. When? In Hilchos? Shabbos. Because Melachim Machshavos. Whereas, Dovashem Miskavin is also mit Deraisa. In Kol HaTorah. And that is the final answer. That's where the dust settles, according to Tosfos. That is the emes. So because of this Gemara and Yuma, Tosfos was bothered with the kasha, the steer between Sukkah and Maseches Krisos. So again, not answering the kasha yet from Krisos to Sukkah. We're not interested right now. We still want to go back to Yuma Daf Lamed Aleph, because this was such a pivotal Gemara. Tosfos' whole case was based on this Gemara Maseches Yuma. Make sure we understand this Gemara problem. So let's backtrack for a second. what led us to believe that at least sometimes Tov Hashem is Kavan is Deraisa was Parshas Tazria. Uvayoyim Hashmini Yimo Besar Oloso comes to Tosh Mapeh and says, Basa teaches us that the mitzvah's Mila is Doiche Tzaras. Yes, the Gemara. Why didn't you pasuk? It's obvious. It's Dov Hashem is Kavan. That was the Gemara's Kasha. So, penalty mark is down on that Kasha, the Gemara. We already mentioned the very end of the year yesterday. Is that a valid question or not? The Gemara is viewing Mila Bitzaras through the prism of Dov Hashem is Kavan. And therefore, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you do need a pasuk, I'm sure you don't need a pasuk. Let's stop. I understand. Ma inyan zeh to Dov Hashem is Kavan. As we explained at the very end of the year yesterday, the ABCs of Dov Hashem is Kavan are literally the A's and the B's. Namely, there are two ma'isim. I'm dragging a chair, that's ma'isa A, and there's a chance that a hole is being made, that's ma'isa B. I'm only being mechavin to ma'isa A, I'm not being mechavin to ma'isa B, I don't even know ma'isa is going to happen, it's not even sure it's going to happen. That's Dov Hashem is Kavan. When there is no model of ma'isa A and ma'isa B, it's all one big ma'isa. The only thing is that I'm not interested in the result of that ma'isa. I have a different agenda that is not called the Dov Hashem is Kavan. That's a different sugya legamri. That is the sugya malach shetchich leguf. That's like carrying a mace. I'm doing one ma'isa, carrying the mace. It's the same ma'isa as the person who's carrying the sefer to read. It's just that the person who's carrying the sefer to read wants to use the book. The person who's carrying the mace wants to remove the mace. That is a classic malach shetchich leguf. Malach shetchich leguf has no bearing, no relevance outside of Shabbos. The Gezeres HaKosman Shabbos, there's nothing to do with Kol Torah Kula. Dov Hashem Miskaven we find in Shabbos as well as in Kol Torah Kula. Malach shetchich leguf is a limited sugya. It's only limited in the realm of Shabbos. Outside of Shabbos, it's irrelevant. If so, comes the Rashi from Shabbos and says, I don't understand the whole Gemara. Why are we wasting our time learning Dov Hashem Miskaven as relating to Mila B'Tzaras? Mila B'Tzaras is not a Dov Hashem Miskaven sugya. It's a Malach shetchich leguf sugya, which would be an irrelevant sugya because we're not dealing with the Shabbos. That's the thrust of the guy. That's what we left everybody with last week. Well, yes, I'm sorry.
Why is the question that should it move Malach HaShem Tzvichu Gufa? Shouldn't it also be like why is that Malach HaShem Tzvichu Gufa and not Psikresha?
Wait, you want to know a different question. You want to know, isn't it a Psikresha also? You want to know why more popular with Dov Hashem is Kavan, why isn't it a Psikresha? That's your kasha. So you know where's the kasha? The Gemara. The Gemara at the end says, and by the way, now that we realize that Mother Rishon Psikresha, we need a Pasuk even according to Rav Shimon. Right, so look at Shabbos Kuflamitim. But I want to know, I didn't even get to the answer to the Gemara. I got stuck. I ran into a brick wall in the Kasha of the Gemara. I don't understand the application of Dov Hashem Miskaven in this very sugya.
That's maybe what we're asking, but I don't understand how could the case of Tzaraz be Malach HaShem Tzvich Leguf, but there's no Malach HaShem Tzvich Leguf?
No, it can't be. That's exactly what the Kasha. But then the Kasha of the Gemara didn't make any sense. The Gemara is the Kasha. Why do I need a Pasuk to be Matur? Typically it's Mutter anyway. So if you're right, why is it mutter? The best we could call it is Malach Shetzich Gufa, which would not be matir because it's not Shabbos. That is Gufa the Kasha. The Gemara is saying that why don't need a pasuk to be matir Mila B'Tzaras? It's mutter anyway. Al Dov Hashem Miskaven. So you're asking the good Kasha. You're saying it's not Dov Hashem Miskaven. It's Malach Shetzich Gufa. So then the Gemara's Kasha is a silly Kasha. What do you mean it would have been mutter? Taka would have been also, right? Got it? That's a good Kasha. That's a great Kasha. So what do we have to do, everybody? What's the goal here? What's the strategy? Like the trajectory? What are we trying to accomplish? What we're trying to do is, we have to take one ma'isa and basically turn it into what? Into two. That's the goal. That is the approach we have to take. We have to take what appears, according to all of our assessments, to be one ma'isa. It's one ma'isa. It's one knife, one mail, one chaticha. We have to take one and turn it into two in order for us to be comfortable in the Gemara's applying Dov Hashem Miskaven here. How are we going to do that? How are we going to do magic? How much magic? Turn one into two. I think the worst math we've ever done. Turn one into two. It's worse than 0 + 0 = 0. Comes the Rashba and says, I'll tell you how to do it. It's really very simple, says the Rashba. It requires learning Pashas Tazri a little bit better. Good luck, right? Coincidental this week. Comes the Rashba and he says, what's the nature of the Isser of cutting off Negatzeras? It's almost like a brisker rash. But I'm sure you say this rash in Shabbos Kuflam Gimel. What? Oh, comes the Rashman and says, The iser of ktsitzas neged tzaraas is not a maisa iser. It's not like an iser of eating chazer. It's not like an iser doing melacha in yontif. It's not a maisa ha'osur. How do I know that? Well, the pasuk. What's the pasuk say in Pashki say? Say, hishama b'neged tzaraas, v'shmor ma'oid v'lasos, kichol she'irus ha'makonim alavim. Does the Torah ever say beferish not to cut off the tzaraas? It doesn't even say it. It doesn't say v'davshu v'shleim al-tirt ha'tzaraas. What does it say? It says, be careful to treat tzaraas in the appropriate manner, namely by going to the kohen. So now we figure out, well, what does that mean? What do you mean? I'm reading this pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu comes out from our Sinai. He hands us this pasuk. Hishama b'neged tzaraas. Rabbi, what am I supposed to do with this pasuk? What does it mean to be hisham neged tzaraas? So the answer is hisham is a lashon lav, means don't do those kinds of activities that will prevent you from being going to the kohen and going through pashas tzriya properly. That's the goal of the pasuk pashas tzitzay. So it's not an iser peulah from ktzitzas tzaraas; it's an iser of creating a situation where pashas tzriya is no longer relevant. I.e., don't cut off the neged tzaraas. Zok de Rashba im kain. We just discovered what the second quote-unquote ma'isa is. It's not a ma'isa, it's not a literal ma'isa, but we just discovered part two. Part one is what? Is the chatichas ha'orla. Part one is the taking the knife and cutting off. But that's not the aveira. That's not the end game. The aveira that's involved is the creation of a status of a taras ha'mitzir v'shlopikoy. That's the issur of Yishar b'neged tzaraas. So that's exactly what the Gemara means. The Gemara says, when you go ahead and you take this knife to do a bris milah, so you are mechaving to do an act of cutting off an orla with a nega, the whole 9 yards, but what are you not being mechaving to, Rabbi Yisai? What are you not being mechaving to? What's your goal here? Your goal is to do a bris knot. You're not interested in doing what? In being metahe shalopi kohen? You would have been happier, wouldn't have been a nega here. That's not your goal. It happens to be, Nebuch, I'm doing the bris today, and it happens to be, lo and behold, that the or that I'm doing the bris on happens to have a neged tzaraas. So it's leading me kind of on the side, potentially to ending up not being metarei de kohen. So says the Rashi, that's exactly halachically analogous to dragging a chair and making a hole. Dragging a chair and making a hole, there are two different ma'isim, but ktzitzas tzaraas also two different quote unquote ma'isim. One is the ma'isa chatichas ha'negev. And chetichas ha'orla, and number two is the matzav of being mitah shalopi koyed, and that's why the Gemara was comfortable applying the principle of davar shemiskad. Rashba, Rashba, Lamsha, Lom de Shavuot from Rashba.
By the bench, it's like you don't know for sure it's going to happen.
Yeah, so you're asking, isn't this a psik reisha? That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, wait a second. The Gemara says, why do we call it davar shemiskad? That's a psik reisha. The Gemara says this also. The Gemara says beferish. Okay, but I want to know is why are we even discussing davar shemiskad. Davar Shemiskavet is the beginning of the discussion, and now the Gemara is going to question, is it also called the Psik Reisha, which would trump Davar Shemiskavet? The Rashba's kasha was, it wasn't even in the ballpark of Davar Shemiskavet. It was Lakshya Yatzil Gufa. The answer is no. Lakshya Yatzil Gufa is when it's one Maisa with a different mindset. Here, it's two Maisa because the nature of the Yisr is such that it's Taras, it's Taras of Mitzar Shalopi Kayin.
It's still not two different actions.
It doesn't have to be because that's the Rashba saying. There is no Maisa Aveira of Ktzitzas Tzaraas. The Maisa Aveira, quote unquote, is the creation of a matzav of Taras and Mitzar Shalopi
Kohen. But there's still an action.
But there's but
still,
that's the,
isn't that still
no. There is no Maisa Aveira of Ktzitzas Tzaraas. If the Maisa Aveira was Ktzitzas Tzaraas, so then you would have been right. So I did the Maisa. If it was nichol, the same ma'isa as chatichas ha'orla, I just had a different mindset. That would have been Moksha Tzilchuf, which would have been irrelevant outside of Shabbos. But once the Rashba divorces and separates the nature of the Aveira from the chatichas from the ma'isa chaticha, he's free to apply the principle of two ma'isim.
Even though it's not a
ma'isa? It doesn't have to be a ma'isa. It has to be that it's separate and distinct from the original ma'isa. It's a new iser. It's the nature of the iser is such that it's not part of the ma'isa itself. That's all. That's all you need. That's also called pi din to ma'isa.
That's a big.
He's a Rashba. That's right. Okay. Good. So by saying, back to our story. So Tosis went to Gemara the way they did. Extracted from the Gemara that Tov Shem Iskavin in Shabbos is only midirabbanan. Malachas machsheves. Saves the day, solves the world's problem, and therefore Tos got into trouble in Maseches Krisus. Tosis only got into trouble in Krisus because they learned the Gemara in Yuma this way. Is there another way to learn the Gemara in Yuma? Remember, the Gemara was very, very vague. The Gemara just said, you know, hacha betzaref, hacha this, hacha that. Very, very unclear. So Rashi on the spot has an entirely different shot in the Gemara. Legamri. The Gemara was comparing and contrasting neged tzaras, which seemed to prove that we're in the realm of deraisas. So ketzitzas tzaras, that seemed to indicate that Dov Hashem is kavein is deraisa, because what do you need a pasuk for? It's not a deraisa. The problem is, by the mikdash, it seemed to point that it was Dov Hashem is kavein was on a derabana, and that's why we're being matrip and mikdash, right? So comes Rashi and says, no, we totally misread the Gemara. The words deraisa derabanan are not referring to the concept of Dov Hashem is kavein. What are they referring to? Means they're discussing the particular aveir in hand. Are we dealing with the nisa deraisa, or are we dealing with the nisa derabanan? Not whether Dov Hashem is kavein is deraisa derabanan. I don't know what the answer to that is. It says Rashi, we are comparing and contrasting. Ketzitzas ha-teras is for sure a nisa deraisa, hisham v'neged teras. Mitzaref is not a nisa deraisa. You know why? It's not a bracha deraisa. We said yesterday, mitzaref is a told of kibbutz, it's a told of machmah patish. So Rashi holds that's all very nice in our own imagination, but it's not true. Rashi says, mitzaref is only a nisa derabanan, it's not a deraisa anyway. So you have to learn the sugyas carefully. Why shouldn't it be kibbutz deraisa, and why shouldn't it be machmah patish deraisa? You got to learn 157 blad and shops to figure out why Rashi said what he said. But Rashi sheet in Yumalam Adalat is that the whole seer of Hakol Mikakol, throwing hot rods and metal into cold water, is not a nisa deraisa anyway. Since it's not a nisa deraisa, therefore, listen to this chiddush. Vamed v'mamurim de Rabbi Yehuda ased dov Hashem miskaven, that's by surim deraisa. Aba by surim de Rabbanon, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda is made that dov Hashem miskaven is mutter. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara is not weighing in on is Dov Hashem Miskaven proper a din deraisa. No, that's not my sugya right now. Dov Hashem Miskaven is a nisa deraisa. Could be a nisa deraisa. All the Gemara is saying is that iser, whatever tokef of chumra, that iser of Dov Hashem Miskaven is according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was only said by deraisa, not said by derabanan. And that's all the Gemara means. What's the svar for that according to Rashi? Why should it be Chazal didn't make the Yisra of Dov Hashem Miskaven by Durabon? Lam alone. I don't have any svar to that. Why should it be such a svar? Almost an arbitrary distinction. But Medram Rabbi Yehuda said Dov Hashem Miskaven is also by Durabon. Normally we have a rule called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. So when Chazal introduced Yisra of Durabon, they should have patterned them after the original dinim, and they should have said Dov Hashem Miskaven is also. So what's the svar of the Chali?
Maybe according to the Yehuda, Dov Hashem Miskaven is
okay, so you don't mean that. What you mean is as follows. What Rabbi Kivager in Yuma, the Flamadal in the spot, says, the Chiddush Gadol, who says that Rashi seems to hold that according to the worldview of Rabbi Yehuda, the Dov Hashem Miskaven is Asar. One could raise another question. Even if it's Asar B'Deraisa, is it Asar B'Teres Vadai, or is it Asar B'Teres Safek? Because at the end of the day, let's say according to Rabbi Yehuda, let's leave out Shabbos for now. Like Nazir. The Nazir's yanking on his payas. He's pulling around, playing around with his payas. He's washing, he's shampooing his hair. There's a 50-50 chance he may pull out a hair or not. So he's not, the Mishnah says Beferish. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to rub your payas, not allowed to play with your payas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're a Nazir. Because there's a chance you may pull out a hair. Is that Issa the Rabbi Yehuda screaming at you, don't do that? Is that Asam in HaTorah, or is that Asam in the Rabbanan? We're not sure about that, but I'm going to rephrase another question. Is that Asam in HaTorah, Vada, Asam in HaTorah, Sofik? Even if it's Asam in the Raisa, is it Asam in HaTorah, Vada, HaTorah, Sofik? Says Rabbi Kivega, how can it be Asam in HaTorah, Vada? You have no idea whether the hair is going to come out of that. I might have to meet. And I want to know, can I eat it or not? So we say, no, Tzveikah Deraisa L'chumra. Even against the Ram, even you know that Tzveikahs are awesome in the Torah, the Isser is B'Torah Sofek, you're not going to get Malchus for it. So says Rabbi Kivager, the worst case of the earth, even according to the worst of the worst, the Machmirim Shem Machmirim, the most from of the from, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Dov Hashem Miskaven is Osir and it's awesome in the Torah, it's not going to be awesome in the Torah, it's Vaad, they're going to be Torah Sofek. And therefore, it's up to Rabbi Kivager. If you plug in Dov Hashem Miskaven into an Issa Derabanan, the mail, it becomes mutter by default because Safek Derabanan Makula. So that's the beer of Dov B'Das Rashi.
What do we mean by Issa B'Teres Vada?
That's exactly what I mean. The guy's going to get Malchus, the Dov's just playing with his pace. He says, don't do it, your mouth's terrible. I said, I'm going to do it anyway. So the guy says, you're going to get Malkus. He said, I'm going to do it anyway. And now we learn Milsa that some of the hairs fall out. Was that an Isabat or Isabat or something? Was he not allowed to pull his hair and play with his ear because there's a chance that the locha may happen, this may happen? Or it's a b'teres v'ah? How can it be a b'teres v'ah? This is Ricky Vega. In the end of the day, there's only a 50-50 chance. So therefore, that translates by the Rabbanans, it can't possibly be else. Fine. Get back to that story. So let's just take this Rashi one step further. According to Rashi's innovative pshat in the Gemara, when the Gemara said, the Gemara wasn't weighing in on whether the principle of Dovshem is Kavan is a deraisa or not. What could we potentially hold? What option is available for us according to Rashi? What if you would be dealing with the real Malacha deraisa? And Rabbi Yehuda would say, Dovshem is Kavan is also a real Malacha deraisa. Would that be an Issa deraisa? Would that be an Issa derabanan? Maybe it would be a what? Maybe it would be a deraisa. Right? The whole source for Tosas to conclude that Dovashim Iskavin is only Osir Midirabonon was because he was stuck with that Gemara. Because he learned the word Dirabonon is addressing the Tokef Isser of Dovashim Iskavin. According to Rashi, that the word Dirabonon is not addressing the Tokef of Dovashim Iskavin, it's addressing the Tokef of the particular Maisa that I'm doing now. Is this Chul Shabbos Deraisa? Is the Chul Shabbos Dirabonon? According to Rashi, we're free of this Gemara. And therefore, according to Rashi, it's quite possible, I would say very, very possible, according to more than a 50-50 chance, according to Rashi, that the principle of Dov Shem Iskavin in the worldview of Rabbi Yehuda is a deraisa, not only in Hilchas Kol HaTorah Kula, like even Tosfos agrees to, but even in Hilchas, according to Rashi, Bedas Rabbi Yehuda, even in Hilchas Shabbos. I have no reason to believe otherwise. The only thing that got me thinking otherwise was this Gemara in Yuma, which Rashi basically said doesn't exist. Rashi said, Tosfos' whole model in Yuma, this line in the Gemara in Yuma, this Teretz, according to Rashi, doesn't exist. The Gemara meant something totally different. If so, if it doesn't exist, so then you go back to what? Where was that Svar Rishon? Where was that baseline? The baseline is, Rebuta says, Dov Shem Iskavin Tosfos, it's also been a Torah. It's also been a Torah, both the Kol Torah Kula as well, as in Hilchos Shabbos, love alone. If that would be true, then what do we gain? Everybody said, why do we want that to be the case? What are we looking for? Why are we thrilled? We should be jumping for joy at that point. Why? Because then the Gemara increases. It's like a charm. Tosfos had to revamp and do surgery on the Gemara increases, turn the whole Gemara upside down. He had to write Tosfos that was 15 pages of Maseches Yuma to solve a problem that according to Rashi doesn't exist. So we are so excited that we discovered this Rashi. So it was Kedai to learn Yuma Lama Dalet, to understand why the steer with increased in Sukkot was a figment of Tosfos' imagination. It doesn't exist. I don't want to get everyone too excited, because even though it happens to be true that Rashi does not learn the Gemara in Yuma like Tosfos, and Rashi did not have to say that the Rabbi Yehuda's Dov Shem Iskavin and Shabbos is only Dirabanan, there was nothing compelling Rashi to say that. Nothing. I'm sorry to report that Rashi says it anyway. Rashi Masechah Shabbos, I don't remember whether I put it on the Maamar Kemes, but Rashi Masechah Shabbos, in passing, unnecessary, unsolicited, Rashi just happens to say, by the way, you should just know between you and me, that Rabbi Yehuda's Dov Shem Iskavin and Shabbos is not an Issa Deraisa. And you know why? Says Rashi, because it can't be an Issa Deraisa. You know why? Because by definition it's lacking what? Lacking Ruch Shabbos. Nothing forced Rashi. No Gemara for it. Rashi said it mi'atzmo. Rashi's a going. Rashi needs a Gemara. Rashi's a Ruch HaKadosh. Rashi saw mitchila. Rashi looked at Rabbi Yehuda and said, of course it's only an Issa Derabbanan. Lo yitachet to be an Issa Deraisa. So Rashi, we were hanging on for dear life to Rashi to get us out of this rut. Because we didn't really want to learn this Tosfos in Yuma. It was just too long for us. Nobody really wanted to read this Tosfos. So we were so excited when we saw Rashi at a different chat that we were clear to close the Gemara and said, we don't have to read this Tosfos today. And now we just realized that Rashi has the same problem as Tosfos had. Nobody asked Rashi to create the problem, but it's there anyway. So blame the Rashi, blame the Tosfos. We have to go back to the Gemara and the Tosfos. So do we have anyone to hang our hat on? Tosfos disappointed us. They created the problem. Rashi, we thought was going to save us, disappointed us also. Any Rishon, we're still looking into it. Any Rishon out there who's willing to take on Tosfos, who's willing to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dov Shem Iskavin in Shabbos is deraisa to make us happy, to read the Gemara Krisos simply, not get bogged down in other Lachshet Shukufa issues. We're still looking for a Rishon. We're looking until we found it. We're looking for a Rishon. Yeah.
Question. According to Rabbi Yeager's explanation of Rashi, yeah, the Davishim Rishkam is only Asur Safik, how could it be this Chayim if the Asura Safik?
Well, anyway, you're going to have to, at the end of the day, you're going to have to change for Rashi also, because you have to anyway fall into Psik Resha, because Rashi at the end of the day is going to be Meshuvah to that Tosis.
But ordinarily he wouldn't hold that.
Because anyway, Chayev can't mean Chayev El Tov Shem Miskavim, because Rabbi Yehuda at the end of the day holds it on in Rabbanan. He's going to have to call that Psik Resha, and we have to change the same way he tells us we have to change it. We have to change Rashi. So now we're still searching. We thought we discovered Rashi, we realized it's not going to help us. Is there any Rishon out there, anywhere, that's going to tell us what we wanted to hear from day one, that Rabbi Yehuda's Dov Shem Iskavin and Shabbos is their Isa, who's going to ignore Melech Zach Shabbos, say somehow this is not subject to Melech Zach Shabbos, who's going to enable us to read the Gemara Krisos Kipshuto, who's going to enable us not to ask the Kasha from Krisos to Sukkah, who's going to enable us just to, you know, not get all sidetracked with Tosas, pages and pages and pages. We're still looking for a Rishon. So we have to learn a Gemara in the 7th of the Maamar Kamos. Maybe we'll discover such a Rishon. Maybe, yeah, maybe no. So it's a Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Ayin Hamid Aleph, 7th of the Maamar Kamos. Tad Rabban. Those who are with us back on the Sefer Shabbos, hopefully have very fond memories of this Gemara. Tad Rabban, Hatzad Chilazon V'apotzo in a Chayv al-Achas. If a person traps a Chilazon, he's trying to make himself tzitzis, trying to make himself big day kahuna. Okay, he's trying to make him different, whatever things he wants to use his chilazon for. And he traps the chilazon, and then he squeezes out the chilazon. He's got to get out the blood, got to be able to make his tzitzis, make his tchelus factory. So he went out on the scuba diving with these guys off the coast, and now he brought it to Malei Adumim, and they're squeezing it away. So he's got everything going for him. He was tzad and petzeya. Don't worry about it. It's only chayv skila once. Only chayv kares chatos once. Rabbi Yehuda only bechayv shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda says no, you did two different melachas. What was the nekudas of machlokes? Shehay Rabbi Yehuda only bepitziyah bechal disha. Amru lo ein pitziyah bechal disha. Everybody agrees that tzad chilazon is chayv. There's no shaila that a guy who traps chilazon tzad is one of the lametes melachas. So there's no question that catching this fish is a melacha deraisa. That's clear from this gemara. The whole machlokes is about is pti, is the squeezing of the chilaz and get the blood out. Is that a malacha deraisa or not? What's the shaila? So Amar Rav, my time with the Rabbanan, why would the Rabbanan say it's not called a malacha? Because Savra ain't di shaila gedula karka. Because the Rabbanan's opinion was that ain't di shaila gedula karka. Well, disha. What does disha mean? What does it mean to be dosh? Threshing. What does it mean to thresh? What do you do? Well, the farmers.
Huh? Separate the chaff from the
grain. Winnow, he's winnowing, he's gaffing, he's ching, he's plowing. You guys never know what you're doing. Okay. So somebody's exerting pressure, either you or an animal or some machine or something, that's pushing on this grain, and it's taken apart the what from the who? There's something around, I don't know, the brand, the chaff. If you read carefully the back of the raisin brand, Brox, that's thanks to all the process. Okay, fine. So tachlis, it's breaking it apart. That's one of the malachas there, right? So disha. Comes the Gemara and says the malacha deraisa of disha is not limited to grain; it applies to any time when you are in effect exerting pressure and forcing the separation of almost the inner parts from the outer parts. That's the malacha of disha. What other things can be included in disha? Just some interesting examples: schitas peiros, right? Squeezing fruit, baby disha. Milking cows, baby disha. An orange, that's a tricky one. I wouldn't have said there's number one, but okay, maybe right. Anyone other examples? Pulling your hair, I wouldn't call that disha, I would call that gozes, because there's almost something that's growing on me that I'm pulling out of me. That's squeezing on my hair. Okay, I haven't done that in a while, so okay, yeah. Okay, maybe giving a shot, I don't know, pressing and causing some of the blood to come out, maybe, possibly. Okay. So we have a lot of potential malachas of disha out there. So comes the Gemara and says, "Patzeh chilazon is a good one. I'm squeezing this. What do we call the chilazon? What's a good English name for chilazon? Oh, come on now. Okay, we'll call it a chilazon. All right? Snail.
Yeah.
Snailish. Okay. So the guy's squeezing this chilazon. So that's classic disha. What's the shot? Of course that's disha. So comes the Rabban and say, no, ain't disha is the karka. Why? How do you know that? Because that's the Mishkan. Now this is, we've touched on this many, many times. When we look Shabbos, we must have mentioned this 1,000 times. That Whenever you have Tanoim who are saying, no, this malach is very, very limited, it only applies Dumi de Mishkan, that's always like a red flag, because you never really know which aspects of Mishkan, which characteristics of Mishkan are relevant, which are irrelevant. Like nobody would say, well, the Yisra, you're only allowed to cook, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, you know why? Dumi de Mishkan. So if it's 95 degrees outside in the middle of the Sinai desert, then you're allowed to cook. But if it's cold and it's 40 degrees and it's in the middle of April, so you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. So that would be, that's pretty silly. So you have to always figure out which characteristics are important, which are not so important. So the Ravonin understood that the characteristic of Gedula Karka is critical, and if you do Disha on non-Gedula Karka, say not Chayav. So therefore, the Ravonin said, to do Disha on grapes, on olives, that's a problem. That's a Melacha Deraisa. To do Disha on a Chilozo, that's worse than the Ravonin. It can't be a Deraisa, because any Disha on Gedula Karka. And Rabbi Yudah disagreed. He says, no, that characteristic, that quality of Gedula Karka is not relevant. And therefore, it's the same as the Deraisa with the threshing grain, you're squeezing grapes, squeezing olives, squeezing olives, etc. It gets very, very tricky. We're not learning the Sugya of Disha right now, but it gets very, very tricky in the Rishonim about two of those examples that were given. Somebody said something about milking animals. Somebody, myself, said something about, you know, drawing blood from people. Is that called Gedula Karka? Is that not called Gedula Karka? Do animals grow on the ground? Do people grow on the ground? Well, fish don't, but what about animals and people?
They get their sustenance.
So they are nourished from the ground, even though they're not quite growing from the ground. So that's a major machlokes. Who remembers machlokes? Machlokes have been time in the Rambam. Is that called Gedula Karka now? So the Rambam seems to say that's also called Gedula Karka. Therefore, the Rambam holds that if you squeeze out a person's blood or you squeeze out an animal's milk, that would be an issue deraisa. And the Rebbe Tam says, nope, it can't be. So but the Gemara says beferish not allowed to milk on Shabbos. The Gemara says you can't wound somebody on Shabbos. So Rabbi Tam had to go searching for different malachas. Rabbi Tam dug up a malacha. He said that wounding somebody is not disha. It's what? Who remembers? Rabbi Tam Shita? What? It's the teils, the shama. It's shechting because you're taking some of the nefesh out. Kedamu nefesh. And what was Rabbi Tam Shita about milking? What was the malacha? Remember that one? Who remembers? Memachek, you're being smoothing out the dud, you're smoothing out the udder. It's a different malacha like gamre. So again, Rabbi Tam, who held that people and animals don't generally grow on the ground, and nourishing from the ground is not going to grow. Rabbi Tam had to go fishing and searching for every time the Gemara has a malacha deraisa with these things, got to figure out where it came from. The Rambam says, no, people, animals, they all grow on the ground. If you didn't, they all nourish from the ground and check. So that's a technical issue. But lemaisa, if it's really, really, truly doesn't grow on the ground like fish, like the snails, like the trunk or whatever it's called, so the chilazon, so that is takanach to the kach, and therefore the rabbanon said you're not chayv, and Rabbi Yudah disagreed. But now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara challenges this braisa. The Gemara says, for the chayv na mishum atilz teshama. Why don't we say this fellow is chayv atilz teshama? He's killing the chilazon. I don't know too much about chilazons, but I imagine that when you take it out of the water and you squeeze it, and you squeeze out all his blood, it's probably not going to live very long. So comes, the Gemara says, you should be chayv also tils neshama. That's sheichet. It's one of the malach, lamatas malachas. Sheichet, tils neshama is violated, even if it's not an animal mamash. If you kill a fish, that's also the tils neshama. So Amr Rabbi Yechon shepotzei meis. So Rabbi Yechon says, it's already dead. So when you squeezed it, it was dead already. So you didn't kill it. Rava Amr afilu tema shepotzei chayim. Rava says, no, it was alive, it was doing very well until you squeezed it out, and you killed it, and you still potter for the Tils Hashemah. Why? Mis'aseku Eitzel Netilus Neshama. He's a mis'asek. And therefore he's potter. Anyone tell me what that means? Want to tell me what that means? He's a misasek. What is the word misasek? It sounds like there's a sugi misas krisos that conjures up images of a person doing a malacha. He had no clue. If you would have tapped him on the show and said, what are you doing? I'm not doing anything. He's opening the door. He's walking past the light switch. And he trips. And his arm bangs against the light, turns on the light. That's called misasek. That's the official term, misasek. He had no clue that he was even involved in any shape or form in anything. He was misasek, he's put him in a korban. I have to make a korban for misasek. This is a misasek. A guy standing and squeezing a trunkle, whatever it's called, and he doesn't know what he's doing? Wasn't a little das that the fish is going to die? That's a misasek. So it's a pella on the Lashon HaGemara. It's mamish pella on the Lashon HaGemara. What the Gemara really meant to ask was what? What did the Gemara really mean to ask? It's a Darush Shein Miskaven. The Gemara is almost violating this rule of mixing and matching terms of the Chashavas that are not identical. They're similar but not identical. Darush Shein Miskaven means I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm just not planning on making a hole because I'm not interested in that because I don't even know the hole's going to happen. But I know what I'm doing. Misasik means I don't even know what I'm doing altogether. So the Gemara asks Misasik. It's a really a Pella. It's a Pella, Pella, Pella. But the Gemara doesn't mean Misasik. It means Darush Shein Miskaven. How do I know that? How do I know for a fact? This is a very gutsy move. I'm taking the Gemara and saying the Lashon HaGemara was a little bit lav dafka. How do I know that? I know that from the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, wait a second, how could it be mutter because you're misasek? Right? How could you tell me a story, Rava, that you're misasek? Who said misasek? Rava? Yeah, we lost our hand. Yeah, Rava said it's potal misasek. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? But you yourself said, mutter shum sikresha. If Rava really met misasek, can you ask a kasha psikresha against misasek? Psikresha is a kasha that you ask once you've identified what p'tur. If the p'tur is davar shein miskaven, then you can challenge that p'tur by calling it a psikresha. So from the Gemara itself, you see that the Gemara's lashon was lav dafka. Misasek didn't really mean it. Misasek really was just a quick way of saying, yeah, davar shein miskaven, not the same as kashas. So the Gemara is tekashi fine. So the Gemara meant Dov Hashem Miskaven, asks us a psik resha, and the Gemara says, Shani hocha, the comedy is fe neshama tfei nichalei, kerech de litzel tzevei. Gemara says, no. That the person really doesn't want to kill this fish. He's really, really trying hard not to kill this fish. Why? Because the longer the fish is alive, the better quality the blood is. Once the fish dies, so then all the blood starts to, I don't know what happens to the blood. Stomach's not so good, not so high quality. So the guy really, really doesn't want to kill the fish. So the Gemara, there are three stages of the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's a Dov Hashem Miskaven, everything's great. Then the Gemara says, no, it's terrible, it's a psik resha. And the Gemara says, no, the guy doesn't want to kill the fish. What was that answer? How did that address the issue of the kasha? It's a true but irrelevant piece of information. The Gemara says, he doesn't want to kill the fish. Good, shkoyach. But he is killing the fish. What's the answer? So Rashi, on the spot, says, but the Gemara means as follows. Therefore, since the guy doesn't want to kill the fish, he's going to do everything in his power, what? Not to kill the fish. And therefore, when he squeezes the fish, he's going to squeeze it very, very carefully. Just a little bit of blood here. He's going to try to be doing CPR on the fish as he's squeezing out the blood. He's going to really try to keep this fish alive as long as possible. Once he's trying to squeeze the fish in at least... least dangerous manner, at least for the fish. Igloy mil, so what is it? What is it not anymore? It's not a what?
Psikresha.
It's not a psikresha v'lo yomos. A little cool down the phrase. Not a psikresha v'lo yomos. What is it again? Dovashim is hunky door, everything's great. Dovashim is kavin's mutter. Right? That's the flow, that's the shtalshus. That's the flow of the sugya according to Rashi. That started out, we called it misasik, which we really meant Dovashim is kavin. We asked the kasha, what do you talk about, sub-psik resha? And we gave an answer, it's not a psik resha because the guy's going to be very, very careful. At kan divya gemara according to Rashi.
Isn't he still squeezing until it's going to die?
He's trying to get out every last drop of blood before it dies.
But he knows it's going to die for sure.
He doesn't know. That's what the gemara is saying, that apparently he's not sure it's going to die. He may be able to salvage this fish. You never know. Maybe it'll die later from complications of its wounds, but he's really not trying to kill this fish. So comes the... So what's the Gemara hiding behind? At the end of the day, why is it mutter? Why is it Gemara Takasha? Why is the Tanaim fighting about Disha? What happened to Tilos Teshama? So at the end of the day, what's saving it? The three magic words, Davar Sheinim Miskaven. That is what's saving the day. Who's got a kasha now?
Well, just going back on what we said before. Yeah. By the case of the chicken head, if you chop off the chicken's head really slowly, then...
No, but he wants the chicken's heads off. He wants to play with the chicken's head for his kid.
This guy wants the blood of the...
But he doesn't want all the blood. Maybe he's willing to let the... He doesn't have a little bit of blood left to survive. He just needs the blood that he wants, and he wants it to stay alive as best as possible. Again, I'm not looking into squeezing out of the blood. I can't tell you that.
In the original, Machlokes would be Huda said you chayef for...
No. Huda said you chayef for... for Tzad and for Disha. The Gemara asked, you should be chayav for a third time for the Tils Neshama. The Gemara is trying to explain why you're not chayav for Tils Neshama. So what's the Gemara answer? Because it's not, because it's the Dabba Shemes Kavim. Then what's the Kasha now? Now ask the Kasha. Now ask the Kasha.
If you were
Dabba Shemes
Kavim, if the blood and word to die, the Rishimu should be chayav for a third time.
You're almost there. Yeah, you're going to bomb Kasha. Rabbi Yehuda holds Dabba Shemes Kavim also. This is Rabbi Yehuda talking. This is not Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Kiva. This is Rabbi Yehuda talking. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says Dabba Shemes Kavim is also. So that's the Ramban's Kasha. So take a look at the Ramban. Eighth in the Mabakovis. Fahadi Amrin and Shani Hachat, the common day spain and Shama Tzvei, Nichle Kechlis and Tzivi. Upirish Rashi Zal. Shu Tereach Lashomro Shalo Yomus. Perish the Perusho. Vahu Potso Bederach Shevsh Shalo Yomus. The Emeis Lo Nasis Mashavdei. Fahadi Kavina Lemisasek. The Ramban is trying to address that issue of how, why in the world the Gemara mentioned Rishas. I just glossed over and said, leave me alone on it. The Ramban is not letting me get away with that. He's trying to explain away in nuance why the Gemara used the, almost the wrong term, but we're leaving that line out of the Ramban for now. We're going to skip the next line also. Vakashalan. The end of the third line of the Ramban. Hey, every word of the Ramban. Vakashalan. The Rabbi Huda, Mir Lechayiv. Talas. Says the Ramban, if the Brisa would have been Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, someone else talking, I wouldn't have asked this kasha. But it's the Hele Gitana Rabbi Yehuda, who is the strongest supporter of Dav Shem Iskavim being Hasar. So the Gemara answered the question in a way that doesn't suffice for Rabbi Yehuda, who's the author of the Brisa. So the Rabbi Yehuda, Lechayev Gimel. That's the Ramban's kasha. Says the Ramban. The Efshar. The Divrayim de Rabbanan Kamaluhu. The Afal Gav de Patrisole Bishum Tils Teshama. Odili Mias de Chayv Nam Bishum Tisha. What does the Ramban a textual answer? What does the Ramban say? What three magic words does he say? According to the worldview of Rabbi Yehuda, what does he say? The Nachinami. According to Rabbi Yehuda, prop Yechayv 3. So how did the Gemara, what was the Gemara's answer? The Gemara interpreted the Brisa like this. Rabbi Yehuda knew all along that the Rabbanim are going to tell him, you're not chayav for Tils Neshama. Because Rabbi Yehuda knew his, he knew his colleagues, right? He knew his baptists. He knew the people of Rabbi Shimon. He knew the Tanoim held that Dav Shem is kavin his mutter. So he didn't even bother wasting time discussing the Tils Neshama because he knew he was going to lose on that. What was he chepering the Rabbanim on? What was he chepering the Rabbanim? What was he trying to convince the Rabbanim? You should be chayav mishumwa? What did the Rabbanim say back to him? No, sorry, ain't disha b'zul karka. So there were three different malachas here that are playing out. Tzad, for sure, Yechai. Everyone agrees. The Tils Neshama, Rabbi Yehuda knew already in his heart of hearts that it's a lost cause. Don't waste your time arguing with the Chum. They're going to disagree with you. Because they're anti-Dav Shem Iskavim's being also. But at least the one case he thought he could salvage was Disha, and that he lost also. But in his heart of hearts, says the Ramban, according to the first view of Rabbi Yehuda, Yerachinam Yitachar Bichayev. V'lim Yerazok the Ramban, Oydi Shloimar. Another answer. The Rabbi Yehuda Nam Misasik Potter. Tak Hashile Flor Savida Machshavtoi. What does Dr. Ramban say? What did the Ramban just say? A pearl in this one, says the Ramban. Even in the worldview of Rabbi Yehuda, who says Dov Shem Iskavim is a disaster in Yechayev, but Medeva Mamurim, when what, Rabbi say? When you're neutral with the resulting malach. Here, this guy's shrine chav, he doesn't want the fish to die. How in the world could someone be chayv and Shabbos for something that he doesn't want to happen? When I drag a chair, it's going to make a chritz, not make a chritz, do I care, do I not care? So maybe a chayv, maybe. But over here, I'm plotting to do it in a way that the fish doesn't die, even though there's a 50-50 chance it's going to die, I'm plotting it shouldn't die. That's Chayv and Shabbos. That's the ultimate steer to Lechus Lach Shabbos. I don't want it to happen. So again, according to the first answer, the Ramban's kasha was that in Chinam, according to Rabbi Yehuda Taka, will be Chayv. Rabbi Yehuda just didn't want to bring it up because he thought the Rabbanon wouldn't listen to him on this one. So Eidish Shloimar, even Rabbi Yehuda himself held that you're not going to be Chayv here for some technical quirk because you can't be Chayv in Lechus Shabbos against Shulah. Rabbeisai, the answer to the Rabban, each one, is Kedish Kadosha, but I'm not interested in the answers right now. I'm much more interested in the question of the Rabban. What propelled the question of the Rabban? Why did the Rabban ask this question in the first place? Because he's looking at the Brice and saying, wait a second, you want to tell me that it's a Dovah Shem Miskaven? How does that help Rabbi Yehuda? Who would not have even thought of raising that question? Who would not have been bothered with that kasha? Tosfos says, what? The Brice is talking about Chayev, the word Chayev is how many Chatosos are you bringing? So the Rabban says, ooh, how many Chatosos are you bringing? Right? Two, what happened to the third one? It's the Shabbat. The Tosfos would say, Chatos for that? Also maybe. Chatos, forget it. What other great Rishon would not have been born with that kasha? Rashi. So this Ramban, the Ramban's kasha, see after Medayik in every Rishon, the Ramban's kasha within the Machlekes or within the Rabban, which is not even the sugya really of our sugya, it's really a Disha sugya. But in passing, this Nakuda that the Ramban raised, he saw as a kasha, it's unique to the Ramban to raise this kasha. Nobody else would have raised this kasha. When all the dust settles, we have a major Machlekes, we've discovered a Rishon. We failed with Rashi, we succeeded with the Ramban. Ramban Shabbos HaFayinei's opinion is that in Ochinam, Yidav Shem Miskavin is Osir Midaraisa, according to Abiyuda. Obviously, the Ramban must have learned the Sugya Newman like who? Like Rashi. And the Ramban went where Rashi wasn't willing to go for whatever deep dark secret Melech Mach Shabbos prevented Rashi from going, the Ramban Taka went. So Rabbi Shai, let's go back for a moment to the rules of Yidav Shem Miskavin. Let's make sure we have Yidav Shem Miskavin definitions proper. So we have cases of Dovah Shem Miskavin in Shabbos. We have cases, this is all within Rabbi Yehuda. We have Shimon Hills, everything's okay. Dovah Shem Miskavin in Shabbos, you have Dovah Shem Miskavin in Kol HaTorah. Within Shabbos, we have a further breakdown, according to Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos compelled, Rashi agreed to as well, that it's only an Issur D'Rabbanan. And that's what got the whole thing started, the whole Kasher and Krisha started. The Ramban held Kipshutai, and it's Tachla D'Raisa. What about in Kol HaTorah Kula? What's the status of Dovah Shem Miskavin in Kol HaTorah Kula? It's a machlokes. Every machlokes. Within Rabbi Yehuda. It's got to be D'Oraisa. What was the compelling reason that's D'Oraisa? What was the absolute proof that's D'Oraisa? We need the pasuk. Why do I need a pasuk to be matter me libit teras? Paper clay. That's a Dovah Shem Miskavin. Am Rabbi Yelo Nitzucha Ella. Ella Rabbi Yehuda. You went off Lamed Aleph, right? Shabbos Kufam Gibel, Yuman Daf Lamed Aleph. This week's Pasha. When you get to this Pasuk and this week's Pasha, I'm expecting you guys to jump around. Jump in excitement. Stop the Balkari. Tell him this Pasuk, that word doesn't exist. It's superfluous. Why did the Baruch Hashem give that word? The Baruch Hashem gave the word. I was talking to my daughter, my little daughter, yesterday. And I don't know, she was like, read something and she mispronounced the word or something in Chumash. So I corrected. Oh, what's the difference? So I took out Pashas Mitzvah and I read through the following pasuk: V'lakach haKohen haMitaher es haIsh haMitaher. So it sounds the same, right? Mitaher, Mitaher. I said, if the Baal Kohen will say V'lakach haKohen haMitaher es haIsh haMitaher, I will throw an arm at him and throw tomatoes at him. It's a disaster of a mistake. What's the difference? Mitaher, Mitaher. Mitaher means I'm being Mitaher. You Mitaher means you're being. You're becoming taller. It's a totally different word. Legamri, different word. Not even a shayla, it's a different word. So I tried to explain it to her. I said, it really makes a difference. She said, oh, come on, why does it make a difference? So I looked her straight in the face. I said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the word to Moshe Rabbeinu, do you think he said mitaher or mitaher? Said, there's a way to pronounce a word that's proper. I said, so when the Rebbeinu Shalom said that word, basar, there was a deeper meaning. When did you stop? The Rosh Hashanah just, you know, needed a couple extra words. Pasha's Tazriya wasn't long enough. Tazriya Mitzvah wasn't long enough. So he just added and threw a couple words here and there. Every word, the entire word that I started to explain to the entire world stands on every word, every aleph, every ois. That's Yaitzim, Pirushal, the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's Kedish, Kedashim, the entire world stands on. So it doesn't matter that it says the word Basar. So why does it say Basar? I could have figured it out on my own. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, and it's called Rabbi Yehuda, the Rebbeinu Shalom also. So looked in that statement of Rabbi is a Raya Brusha and a Tshuva that at least in Kol HaTorah Kula is D'Oraisa. That was Tosfos, right? That's the Vaposha. Could somebody argue with that? Could somebody argue with what I just said?
I feel that Dovah Shem Miskavin isn't just a lack of Lachs Machsheves, but it's a lack of Kavanah in general. And then according to the Torah, it would be chas, and you need kavanah.
You're giving me a philosophy. I want, the Gemara says, on nitzcha el Rebbe Yehuda, for the fact that the Gemara, the Hilge Chazal, the Hilge Abaye saw in that word basar only making sense on Libid Rebbe Yehuda, it's a Rai of Rosh Hashanah and Tshuva. It's true, except that the Gemara has one other Torah to that kasha. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos in Rapparuk Rablaz the Mila has another interpretation as to why you need Basar, which the truth is, we need another interpretation very quickly. Why? What was Rabbi Shimon thinking when they lain Basar Basar? When they got to this Pasuk, Rabbi Shimon's being Mavis Sedra these weeks, in the middle of Svira, he's being Mavis Sedra in the cave, and he's reading by Yom Shemir Basar. What does Basar mean according to Rabbi Shimon? What? So that's what the Gemara says. So Amar Rava, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Shimon, Made the Rabbi Shimon of Sikresha. Cutting off the neck of Tziras is not a Rabbi Shimon, it's coming to Sikresha. And even Rabbi Shimon agrees to Sikresha is a problem, and therefore I need a Pasuk to tell me half a Bichain it's Mutter. So who knows what the next Gemara's Kash is? Abai was the one who said, Nitzcha al Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Psik Resha. Doesn't Abai agree to Psik Resha? Pa Abai for Rava, Diyamit, Shavai, and Bodhi, Rav Shubh, Psik Resha? You know what the Gemara says? What? Labosa, Deshame, Rava, Savra. In his early years, Abai didn't chop the principle of Psik Resha. He didn't understand, he didn't think there was a principle of Psik Resha. He didn't hold for Psik Resha. And therefore, in his early years, the Gemara says, when he was 20 years old, he was first learning the sugya, your age, guys, and he wasn't begeiris, the concept of sikresha, so he was bothered with the kash, with his brisa, basar, what's basar teaching me? And the best that I could come up with is l'nitzchol Rabbi Yehuda. But when he learned from his younger colleague, from Rava, Rava's a little bit younger than Abai, when he heard from Rava, that Rava had a better teret, Rava said, I feel the body of Shem sikresha. So then Abai changed teams also. And Takla, the Ha, Amr Abai, the Rava, by Rav Demet Shavai and Mother of Shimon. It's famous Shikamar Mesech Shabbos. But Abai changed in his midlife. So when all the dust settles, what is the correct meaning of the Braise Basar to teach me Afilu Orla? It's no longer hanging on to the dear life to Rabbi Yehuda. Now it makes sense even according to Rabbi Shimon, even Sikresha. Comes Rabbi Kveger and Yuma and suggests as follows. But man, the Vamamurim, that Tosfos and Yuma Daf Lamadal was so convinced that Rav Shimon is Kaveh, and according to Rav Yehuda's Deraisa Becholat Arkula, that was only in the world of who? That was according to Abaye, who learned Pshat in the Braisa as addressing the issue of Rav Shimon is Kaveh, according to Rav Yehuda. Once Rava introduced us a whole new factor in life called Psikresha, and now we have another way of reading this Braisa, what happens to Abaye's Okimta? Up in smoke. It's not relevant anymore. It's not true. Abai himself backed out from his Ukimta and he said, nope, sorry, that was when I was younger. I was only 20 years old. Now I'm 40 years old. Now I realize that the Emes Ukimta is like my older, like my younger colleague Rava, that murder of Shem Sikresh, and this is not a Dov Shem Iskavin anymore. Says Rabbi Kivega, once you say that Abai's original Ukimta just doesn't exist anymore in history, you are now free to go back to the drawing board and say, it's an open question. Maybe Dov Hashem Miskaven and Rabbi Yehuda Kol Torah Kula is only in Nisawa? Maybe it's only in Sadir Rabban altogether? Maybe the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Kol Torah Kula is only on the level of the Rabban. Not like Tosa said, by Shabbos is the Rabban because we're hiding behind Melechas Mach Shabbos. Maybe be Karon on the level of the Raisa Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon to see eye to eye. The Dov Hashem Miskaven's Takma don't exist. They're not also anywhere in Kol Torah Kula. Why did Yehuda make an issue of the Rabbanu Rabbi Shimon did it all? I have no idea why. But that logical possibility exists, as Rabbi Kivega, once Rava, in effect, rejects Abaye's Ukimta. So Kol Torah Kula, conventional wisdom is that it's Deraisa. That's what we thought the din is. But Rabbi Kivega throws a monkey wrench that maybe the Rabbanu, maybe. It's possible. It's not crazy. It's not against Gemaras. It's against Abaye in his first Google. But once Abaye backed out and held like Rava, it's Nitan Lehe Ameh, says Rabbi Kivega. So we have four logical possibilities here. It's always Rabbi Yehuda. I didn't say we passed Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, we don't possibly. But there are four logical possibilities here. What Rabbi Yehuda's shita was in Adav Shem Skav, Heim B'Shabbos, Heim B'Chol Terek Kula. And again, this is all the background just to appreciate the godless. You have to read. It took Tosas a half a line in Sukkah to say it. Tosas had the eye on the ball. They had the Gemara's increases, the Gemara's Yuma, the Gemara's Sukkah, all three in front of them at the same time. And they posed the kasha. What do you do, Gavat? What do you do with that Gemara? Our Gemara says Psik Reisha, the Gemara increases, denies Psik Reisha. Because of this kasha, because of all of this Ishtashl Sadvarim, Tosas presented a kasha and had to come up with some kind of a difficult, what we thought was somewhat hard to understand, shot in the Gemara in Masechet Krisis. So Rabbi says, we started off yesterday when we saw Tosas Dochok, so to speak, in Masechet Krisis. We appreciate, it was 2 days to appreciate why they had to go out on the limb to explain the Gemara Krisis as referring to Moshe Tzichel Gufa, even though it says Dov Hashem is Kavit. We already noted yesterday that there's probably going to be somebody to disagree. So we already know who disagrees with Tosas for sure, which Rishon for sure disagrees with Tosas, the Ramban for sure. And we're going to have reason to believe that the Rambam disagrees with us. We're going to have very, very compelling evidence brought to us by Reb Chaim that the Rambam did not learn the Gemara Krisis like Tosas did. So the question is, if you don't learn the Gemara like Tosas did, how do you learn the Gemara? What does the Gemara really, truly mean? Hopefully that's Shem on Sunday. We'll continue with this Nakuda with Reb Chaim's crowd in the Rambam.